So last time round, we discussed the issue of Asvabim Bali Mechitzta, the question of whether people walking through a space, even if they are walking over a Mechitza, might potentially turn it into a Rishus Harabim and destroy the status of the Mechitza that's there. We saw the Gemara in Erev and Chaf Beis, as well as Chaf, which really is about the Pasei Biros, the issue of those barriers around the cistern, or not barriers around the cistern, as the case may be. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you have to turn the road to go around it. The Rabbanan saying, no, you don't. And Tosfos there, or Tosfos on Tavav, I should say, saying the Rabbanan do believe that Asi Rabin Bali Mechitzta if you have two opposing walls. As opposed to the case of a Shem Arba Mechitzos, where you have four quasi-walls around the well, in the event that you have simply two parallel walls and the road goes between them, then the Rabbanan do believe that Asi Rabin Bali Mechitzta, the fact that the Rabbim are passing there, eliminates the mechitzos. That was the core issue. We talked about it also as the Chazinish saying that the rabbin will eliminate it zeros haPesach. So the question that we wanted to deal with first was the question of doors, where the Gemara says that doors are able to work as a mechitza. And the question was, are they going to work for a full Rishus HaRabim and so forth? And then the question was what a door was. We talked about that. We talked about whether you need a door at both ends or only a door at one end. And then the part that we're up to is the question of whether the doors have to actually close or whether it is sufficient that the doors be suitable for closing. And we have to deal with that. And then, assuming that you're okay with doors that are suitable for closing, what exactly does that mean when you say a door is suitable for closing? So we need to talk about those two issues. Once we've done that, then we'll do mechitza hanidresa as the trampleable mechitza, and the question of whether that counts as a mechitza. So we noted already last time that closing, according to Rashi, means closing every single night. But the Nesiva Shabbos says not all night. Right, that doesn't. It doesn't mean that it has to be closed all night every night. We have a clock there, and Shkia comes, and the doors close, and they're open again at the, Alos or something. That's not what we're talking about. But they must be closed for some part of the night, every single night. I don't think, by the way, it's fairly straightforward that we don't mean by night davka. In other words, if you can close it at 11 a.m. because it's 8, isn't that a din in night? That's, I think, fairly straightforward.
And I assume, though I have no proof of it, that he doesn't mean, like, if you had one night where you had an all-night, parade, that wouldn't suddenly
mess up. That would wreck it for the
forever.
The question is, would it wreck it for the next 24 hours, until the next time it's closed? Do you need sort of rejuvenation every 24 hours?
Maybe, but I assume it wouldn't ruin forever. Like,
yeah. No, I think that's fairly straightforward, because there was a time when they didn't have it.
Right.
So, until you put up your doors, that doesn't mean that. Once this has existed without doors, it can never exist with doors, is not true. The only question I have is whether your 24-hour period, has to happen in order for that 24-hour period to work. So you have to close it at some point, and then from then on, it will be effective. Okay, so we said that this is fundamentally a problem in terms of understanding the Rambam. And that's what we're going to resume. The Rambam has three separate statements, and two of them agree with each other, but they don't agree with the third, and hence our issue. So the Rambam in Chaf Gimel on the sheet, right? Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Daled, Halacha Aleph. I think we actually read through it last time, so I'm just going to point to the highlighted words. In the source of Gimel, in Perek Yud Daled, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is giving you his list of Rishus Hayachid cases, and one of them is the Medina that has a wall around it. The doors are closed at night. Straightforward. Rambam in Hilchos Eiruvin, the very beginning of Hilchos Eiruvin, also in source of Daled, says Sheyesh Latalasos Vinin Alos Balayla. It has doors and they are closed at night. Again, straightforward. The problem is when you get to source of Hey Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yizayin Alacha Yud, where he writes regarding this case of the two parallel walls, the Einot Tzarech Linol Hadalasos Balayla Abal Tzarech Sheyeh Yeruyos Lihina El. You don't have to actually close the doors, but the doors have to be closable. That's the requirement he gives, based on what we saw already in the Gemara about how if there's dirt that runs up the wall blocking the door from closing, you actually have to clear it away so that the doors could be closed. So my problem is that in two places the Rambam said it just has to be, they have to actually be closed, and one of them said they should be closable. So the Magid Mishnah gives the classic answer, which is so hard to accept, in Source Chavav. He says, Gam bezelo dikdek rabbeinu b'din ha-machitzas l'fi she'eno mekomo. Yeah, the Rambam wasn't precise regarding the machitzas in the beginning of Hilchos Eruvin, because that wasn't really where he was going to discuss the use of doors, which is true. I mean, he sets up the case of the two opposing walls with these delassos at either end. Where does he set that up? In Yud Zayin Yud. So that's true. It's just very odd to think elsewhere he would say something that was false. It's one thing to say, I didn't bother to give you all the details. It's another thing to say, I said something that was wrong. That bothers me more, I think. But that's what the Magid Mishnah's answer is. He says, yeah, no makomo, that wasn't the place for the conversation. Because of Sheyesha, the Lassas Nin Alos Balayla, as opposed to in Yudayin Yud, where he's going to tell you how I tricked you, you didn't win Powerball. Ruyosli Nile instead. That's the Magid Mishnah's explanation for this. The Avnei Nezer was asked this question by someone who wanted to resolve the Rambam's problem and wanted to say that which in the end we're not going to get to today. I wish I could say we were going to, but that would be a lie. It's just something that people have to learn at some point. But the Avnei Nezer is in Reish Samach Zayin, Aleph Tehei. It was asked about possibly resolving it by saying that it's about two different kinds of Rishus HaRavim. That when the Rambam says in Yud Dalid Aleph that it actually requires closing, he's talking about a platya, which has 600,000 inside, where the Rashba in fact says in Avodas Hakodesh in the beginning of Shaar Gimel that in such a case,
Nezer, since the Rambam needs 600,000.
No, it's not an Nezer; it's the questioner writing to him. But that he's saying that the Rambam
would need 600,000.
Well, Lav Davka. No, the Rambam doesn't play the 600,000 game. So the Rambam would say platya.
He's a Rabbim.
Correct. Where the Rashba says that in such a case of Shavakim, having the doors closed at night is insufficient. So that's what the Rambam was talking about there, maybe. Although he's saying closing is sufficient, unlike the Rashba. Whereas Yud Zayin Yud is a Sratya, where it's about people passing through. And there, that's fine if they can close. That's already sufficient. That's the idea that is proposed. The Avnei Nezer rejects it thoroughly. But I thought it was a nice idea, and so I included it here.
It suggested that maybe with the Miri meant, according to Rabbi Nefran, it distinguishes between a Medina and a Stam Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So we just have to plug this into the Rambam.
Right.
So the Avnei Nezer himself has an interesting, if outlier, view. He says in Reish Samachay, did I bring it on here? Yeah. I brought you the second part of it. The first part of it is he says, the Rambam believes they need to be closed. That's the Rambam's basic belief, is that they need, in fact, to be closed. Well, then why did he say closable in Yud Zayin Yud? Because he's following Rashi, who says that Asu Rabbim Vali Mechitzta is only a problem if there is another road running around if there isn't another road running around the walls. Rabbim Ramavadel only if this is the only road. I take a look. You'll see the Avnei Nezer right here. It's Rosh Chaf Zayin. He says, "V'hinei b'shem Rambam kasev poskim v'mahani d'lasos she'ena neulos ulefini is da'itieno king .. Uperik Yud Zayin shakasev shnei koslim b'shus harabim v'ha'am open b'neim ein sarach lino d'lasos balayla." When the Rambam wrote that they don't need to be closed, afilu midrabanan hulefima shakasev Rashi derech harabim afsakton she'ein sham derech ela zeh. Derech harabim afsakton means there is no other road than this one. If you remember, go back to our discussions about defining Rishus Harabim, right? So we had this weird view, which I think we brought in with the Aruch HaShulchan, saying that it's only called a Rishus Harabim if it's the Rishus Harabim. There is no other one. This is the only road in the city that is the Rabim road. So that's what he's drawing on here. Bavur de Svirale, the Ain Rabbim Mivalim, Bashiashlam Derech Acher. If they have some other way around, then they're not Mamata. The Akein, Shnei Koslim, Rishus Harabim, Hainu Be'emtza Rishus Harabim. So he says what we're talking about, maybe it's a Valkarcha, really. He says what we're saying is that when you have these two parallel walls in the Rishus Harabim, that means they're in the middle of the Rishus Harabim. V'yesh l'Rabim gam kein betzi de achit zon shalak selim yizel mizeh. So they also have a road, you know, where they can go around it. V'kiyah gab nolo asir rabim vatli, and therefore you won't say asir rabim, and therefore it's good enough that they are closable. It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure exactly what this means, because if you're going to say that, then why do you need doors at all? why does it have a robin set? Why do you need closable doors? Why do you need any doors? If you're saying
it's no longer a robin. Well, it's in the middle of the robin, because then it's going to be like a mavoi mefulash then.
But then you're not solving the problem of the general robin area. You're just solving this little
narrow space.
Right,
that's why it's weird. You just have this little hut or something.
Right, the enclave there. The other thing is that in his later tshuvos, after Reish Samachai, he doesn't take this view at all. In his later tshuvos, he instead goes with the conventional wisdom that the Rambam believes that they just need to be Ruhuyos Linol. I'm not sure what happened, but that's... I'm not clear. The problem is I read way too much Avnei Nezer. I just OD'd on Avnei Nezer. Okay. But that's the problem with understanding what the Rambam says, and it is true that majority view of the Rambam is that the Rambam really believes just Ruhuyos Linol, the doors just have to be closable. The Rashba doesn't believe that. The Rashba in Gimel Reish Samach Tess, and quoted by the Kesef Mishnah on Hilchos Shabbos Yud Zayin Yud, and brought in the Avodas HaKodesh, which we already saw earlier. It was in the Avodas HaKodesh, Shar Beis Mem Aleph, says they just need to be closed at night. I'm sorry, they do need to be closed at night. It's not enough for it to be closable. He does, yes, it's tricky. We have to be very careful when you read the Avodas HaKodesh on this, because the Avodas HaKodesh Beis, Shar Beis, it's Beis. He says it just needs to be closable, but there he's talking about Mavoas and Mefulash and Rishus HaRabim, the Mavoi that enters into Rishus HaRabim, because remember the Gemara had the, initially one case and then had Rishus HaRabim and then switched to Mavoas and Mefulash and Rishus HaRabim. But in Beis Mem Aleph, he says that if you're dealing with a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, your doors actually have to close at night, unlike the way we understand the Rambam. That's his statement. In other words, we're going to follow Shmuel and Hananya from Erev Nevov Mud Beis. Fine. What is this machlokas really about? What is this debate about in terms of whether you require that they be closed at night or whether they just be closable? So the Bira, I'm combining the Bira Alacha in Shin Samach Dalid Vihu with the Nesiva Shabbos in Gimel in Perek Gimel Ha'araches to get the following idea. That what we're saying, I believe, is that the Rashba requires closed doors because he believes Azurabim Vali Mechitzda. That's the Rashba's belief. And therefore, you actually have to have closed doors. And ditto for the Russian Erevin Aleph Ches, for that matter. Mechitzda is insufficient. You need to prevent Bekias Rabim. Whereas Rashi and the Rambam do not need closed doors because they don't actually believe Azurabim Vali Mechitzda at all. So they just need a Mechitzda. And you're done. And according to Nesiva Shabbos in Chav Gimel, Aleph, Tosos believes this as well. He doesn't believe Asarab Madam Chitzta.
So it just boils down to whether or not you pask in
Asarab Madam Chitzta, correct. It's as simple as that. If you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, I think you'll see that. Oh, I brought it.
Yeah.
Okay, take a look. Chav Ches. I'm playing games for it. Lushin Elaz Balayla, he says, V'im lo hayu ne'ulos, v'koshkin tzuras ha-pesach levach, chayv chadach l'dei azu, da'as u'ram v'ali mechitzta, v'u da'as harit v'arash v'asmag v'od poskim, she'viyu dir Rabbi Yochanan la'halacha. V'dei ashniya, v'u da'as ha-rambam, u'la ha-rambam afil lo hayu lasas klal, kim tzuras ha-pesach gamkin, ein chayv chadach, t'pasach Rabbi Elazar, d'lo as u'ram v'ali mechitzta. Ken kas v'achronim, v'av ha-pichein mid Rabbanon tzarech delas gam l'da'ato. Yeah, interesting. Okay, so that's on that front. How do the poskim rule? So, because we're short on time here, I'm not going to read out everything that's there on the sheet because you have a lot to see within Dresses. But what I brought you there was, first of all, the tour in Chav Tes. The tour quotes the Rush and the Rambam that it needs to be closable, and he sides with the Rambam to need closable. He takes the Rambam of Hilchos Shabbos Yud-Zayin Yud. The Beis Yosef, commenting on that tour, in the next source, you can see it right there, says that he sides with the Magen, the Magen Mishnah sides with the Rambam. However, he says, since the Rif and the Rush take the other view, that's the view we adopt, and they have to actually be closed, and that's what he rules when it gets to the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Samach Dalet Beis, you know, because we've seen that already, he quotes the Rambam's view as a Yesh Omrim. In the Darche Moshe, he disagrees with the Beis Yosef's conclusion. He says, take the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, and the Tur, they trump the other side, and therefore it needs just to be closable. Despite the Shulchan Aruch, many communities are in fact lenient, like the Rambam taking the position that the Ramah aligns in the Darche Moshe. Why are they lenient? The Yeshua's Malko, in Lamed Beis, Yeshua Magor Archaim Chavala says the only reason we rely on the Rambam is because we don't really have a Rishus HaRabim today anyway. He believes there is no Rishus HaRabim, and he says, I don't like it, but we've been doing this for centuries. So it's just the way it is. I mean, literally, he doesn't. Who's that? She's Chazek Levatel HaMinok Shanah. Who's that? Kamameos Shanim. I don't know who's going to do that. Granted, he says that I won't carry with it. But he says, I can't tell everybody that they're doing it wrong. That's the way it is. So he says, because there's no Rosh Hashanah anyway. The Mishnah Berurah also says our cities rely on just having a Tzuras HaPesach, and apparently they rely on being a Karmelist because we don't have 600,000. He's adopting the 600,000, at least for this purpose. And he says, that's problematic, and the Baal Nefesh Yachmir. So the Mishnah Berurah also is really unhappy with this idea. So interestingly, what that means is that leaves the Shulchan Aruch Jew requiring two doors, like the Rambam, right? But closable suffices, like the Rashi. In other words, you have to have two doors, right? The Rambam said, close it on either side.
Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch.
Pass like the Rambam.
Shulchan Aruch, with a few of Askins. No, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you need it to be closed. Like a few of
Askins. No, no, but the Shulchan Aruch says it should. No, the Shulchan Aruch says closable, and then the Rambam is the Yeshomrim. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, he says,
no, Shulchan Aruch says.
Yeah, no, my note is wrong here. You're right. Okay. Okay. Right, the Shulchan Aruch had said, in terms of the door on each side, that we, yeah, no, it's straight. Okay. That's straight. Okay. Or is it? What's the Shulchan Aruch's talk on it? No, he requires both sides, like the Rambam. See, straight Rambam. No,
no,
no. He's not saying Rambam. It's the other way around.
He needs two doors like the Rambam, but he needs ninalos like
the Rashba.
Well, maybe like the Rambam, maybe not like the Rambam. Who knows what?
Correct.
Like the more modern interpretation, whoever that is.
Right.
He understands the Rambam like the.
Right. So I've written it in reverse.
Yeah. Right. Now, what they don't discuss explicitly here, but like this in the later material, is whether the Rabbim we're talking about needs to be 600,000 to begin with.
Right.
Right. Meaning whether Asi Rabbim means Rabbim as it means everywhere else.
Correct.
Whatever you think it means.
Correct.
Right.
They seem to be thinking that it does.
Well,
I mean,
but
Mishkan is explicit.
Right, but that's Machlokas Mishkan as Yaakov and Beis Ephraim.
Right.
Right.
Like
and
everything.
Like everything else in Erevin, but that's why that's one of the right of Aaron Cutler is Machmer, because he's Basma Mishkan as Yaakov. Right? So it doesn't matter whether you ever A, we have a Rishus Rabbim. Even if we didn't, Usi, the non Rabbim, Umavadli, Mechidsta.
Because we don't need them to be six.
Right.
Okay. Last bit in this. What does closable actually mean? When we talk about you know, needing them to be closable according to the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish writes, there's a Tosefta in Erevin that discusses the doors of Karfefos on either side of the road opening to seal off the road. In other words, there's a Karfef here, there's a Karfef here. They have doors which are clearly meant for the Karfef, right? But you're going to open them up and that way close off the road. That's a Tosefta in Erevin Perek Zayin. So it says that the doors lose their status when they go back to closing the Karfef. In other words, while my doors are jutting into the road, they close the road. Close them, so the Karfef is closed, and now they don't take care of the road. So the Chazon Ish asks, it's Chazon Ish's Ayin Ches Beis, he says, if the doors only need to be closable, why don't they work for the road? You follow the question?
Yeah,
it's a weird case.
Opening the door,
they are closable right now. So, they're openable and therefore
closed.
Correct.
Needs to be the room.
Right.
So, yes. I mean, it's a great thing, actually. It's much better than our doors, frankly. That, you know, any door that we're going to create that's never going to be across the road. This one, whenever anybody goes in and out of the car, if it's opening and therefore closing the road.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be zoning issues, but it's never a problem. So he gives you two answers. He says, number one, these doors lack a Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore, they function not as a true door, but rather as a machitza. And your machitza loses its status when it stops being a machitza.
It goes back to as machlokas with the chsam sofer, whether a door needs.
Exactly. So that's his point. He says it's really functioning as a machitza, not as a pesach, because it doesn't have a tzuas pesach. Or, number two, he says these are doors for the karfeif. That's the way they're designed. It's sort of like a hukah fladira type of thing he's plugging in here. These doors aren't doors for the rishus harabim. They're doors for the karfeif. And this case is unique. That's his other conclusion. Interesting.
So when we say a delis, that's specific to something that has tzuas pesach. That was his approach, I guess, that we saw last time.
Yeah.
You have a door without the Torah's Pesach. It's not the same.
That's exactly right. That's what Rabbi Zirin was just referring to. Does closable mean that it's fine if it never closes? Right? The classic question. Does it ever have to actually close if all you require is Re'uyos Linol? So I brought you two lines from the Ave Nezer. On the... did I bring it? No, there it is, yeah. Source Lamed Dalet is the one that I brought you here. There's another one, actually, that I... No, I brought both. He says, I recommended that you close the door at some point. The question is, if you never close it, is it actually a door at all? And he goes to, of course, the logical area to draw on chalitza. He says, if you have a shoe that is not made for walking in, it's disqualified for chalitza. So the Gemara asks, the way you do this is that the Beis Din actually has a chalitza shoe. Because you have to meet all the criteria, so why worry about the individual guy's shoe? Just have a chalitza shoe, he'll put it on, and that'll be that. The problem, as the Gemara points out, is that no one is meant to walk in that shoe. Right? If someone goes walking in it, we call him a thief. Well, Mishani, and the Gemara's answer is, no, we don't call him a thief. Would the judges be upset if the agent of the Beis Din decided he needed a shoe to go for a walk-in? He can walk around in that shoe. Therefore, it's wearable. But the point is that you are saying that it has to be used at some point. It has to be something that will be used. He says, we don't wear such shoes. So even though we don't actually wear the Beis Din shoe at all, nonetheless, the fact that the Yavam himself is going to walk in it is good enough for us. So therefore, applying that back to the lassos on the wall, on the road, it's not called a door if you never use it. But as long as they close at some point, that's good enough. Now, if you asked me, reading this, I would have said he means they have to close once. Right? Just like the now, how often does a chalitza come up in front of this Beis Din? Right? The answer is never. It's certainly not with any frequency. So, it sounds like once is enough. Nonetheless, take a look at Lamed Hey, where we have another comment from the Avnei Nezer. This is when he's starting to peter out and his tshuvas get shorter on this topic. He says, He says, even if they're done kiddin, even if the doors are made with a tzuras pesach or whatever else it is that he wants, nonetheless, once a month they have to be closed. But not that all the doors and all the rishuyos harabim around the city, by all my highways, right? Or even just the two doors at the opposite ends of the highway. I don't need to close them simultaneously. But I do have to do it, he says, on a monthly basis. What if I can't close the doors? What if I need a key to close the door? Not the lock, because we said you don't have the lock. But let's say it's in some way needs a key in order to be able to close it. So the Maram Shik says, don't worry about it. Maram Shik is in Kufay and Dalet. I didn't bring it here. Because now it's not closable. This is a Ruyos Lino.
Right. Is it closable or lockable? Right.
No, not lockable at all. The key is needed not for the sake of locking it. The key is needed to enable closing it.
Ah, okay.
And what we're saying, Maram Shik says, that's still called Ruyos Lino. It's very difficult to understand. Take a look at the Maram Shik Kufay and Dalet. You'll see. The last question is the one that's the most fun,
yeah.
And that's the question of what if it's Roy Linol, technically, physically, but the government isn't going to allow the doors to be closed? So I brought you two, but there are many voices on. Actually, I brought you three technically, but the main ones, the issue is Malko and the Ari Nazer. So the Yeshua's Malko discusses this this issue and says, yeah, it doesn't work. He says, who are you kidding? The government's never going to allow you to do that. He says the majority of the community are not Jewish. They have no desire to close their highway. The Jews are, you know, sort of this weird wandering population. It doesn't make sense that the door could eliminate Rishu Sarabim status. He says, this door, when it's closed, or when it's, I shouldn't say when it's closed, when it's open, and therefore not extending across the road, doesn't have the status of a mechitza at all. Because it's not made as a mechitza. Sort of along the lines of what the Chazon Ish said regarding regarding the door of the Karfeif. So that's the Yeshua's Malko. The Yeshua's Malko does not like this idea at all. The Adonizer says, nah, it's okay. The Adonizer discussed this in multiple tshuvos. He discussed this in Reish Ayin Beis, Chav Beis to Chav Hei. He discussed it again in Reish Ayin Gimel, Yudalit and Tezvav. And we could theoretically go through those, but I'm just going to adopt what he does in Reish Ayin Vav, because otherwise there's just too much to discuss here. And he says, I have three reasons and a proof to accept doors, even if the government won't let you close them. He says, source Lamed Zayin. Uleya ma she'eno rohui machmas ha-memshala. Amarti yesh lahatir machmas gimel ta'amim v'hochacha. I have three reasons and proof. Number one. Tamachas dimasha anachim lo yonuchu linochashim k'mo arye revi'a Allah. He says, the fact that the non-Jews won't let you close these doors is just like you have doors that work, but there's a lion perched near them. Right? The government being the lion. When the Gemara in Erevin and Chesam at Beis talks about whether 2 yards are considered 1 yard or 2 yards, right? And there is an entrance between them, but there's a lion there, so therefore no one's going to go between the yards. Nonetheless, it's called an entrance between the yards. They're considered one big yard.
Does anybody address the fact that that's not permanent, like the government? The lion's going to sit there for the rest of eternity, blocking the.
It could be chained there. I don't know. Yeah. And that's prey. I don't know. But that's what he says. He says it doesn't knock out Pesach. That's number one. It's an interesting point. I don't know. Tam Shani, the Roy Eitzalam Mshala. Ubavade Chatzero Shal Nachmini Teres Gamkim, but Losses Ruyos Linol. He says it's Rahui for the government too. Meaning, if the government ever decided they wanted to close the doors, right, they'd be able to do so. Right? Nothing's stopping them from doing it. It's Roy for them too. They just right now decided we're not doing it. That's all. But it works for them also. It's their doors too. It's not that it should be davka for Jews. The government has the ability to close. If one day the government wakes up and says, you know, we think that tonight we need to close, let's say we're doing one of these big moving jobs, right? Every once in a while I have to move some huge outsized things, and they close roads and they move telephone poles and, you know, crazy stuff. So if they wanted to, they could use these doors. Nothing stopping them. So who says that's Roy for us to be Noel? It's Roy for them to be Noel. That's his second argument. And then his third, Tam Gimel Da Kopanim Roy Linol Al Shah Ketana. It could be closed for a very short period of time. Ubo Sashah Hashiva Kopanim Rishus Hayachid, at which point this is Rishus Hayachid. And Ramelach Shapasua Hashiv Roy Al Shah Ketana Vahoshah Bashani Teres Mishumze. He says it's considered Roy because you could get away with it if you did it for a minute. So that's good enough. And then he says, I'll prove to you that this is so. And he says, I'm basing myself on the Rush. And I actually brought you the Rush in Lamed Ches. We're not going to see it now because it's just, the address is waiting for us. But the Rush accepts the idea of Heker Tzir. You have the hinge. And that's only supposed to be for doors that are rubbly. So he says, look, are you going to tell me that in the Rush's time the government was any more accommodating about closing doors across their roads? The Rush has this discussion in which he seems to assume that doors are fine and are considered raw elino. So, presumably, if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for us. That's the argument that he makes. Follow? Okay. So that's where they are. And then I brought you the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, yeah, I've seen it said that the government doesn't allow ne'ilah, that it's not called closable. Right? He says, hey, I don't think the Gemara sounds that way. He doesn't say what he means by that. I don't think the Gemara sounds that way. So there. Okay. So that wraps up the Delosso's topic. And what we said today, what we've added to our discussion now, is that it's in fact a machlokas Rishonim, we think it's a machlokas Rishonim. It may be a machlokas Rambam Rishonim. As to whether we need it to actually close or not. The Rashba saying that it's enough for it to be closable. The Rashba saying it must be closed. The Rambam saying it only needs to be closable. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that it should be closed like the Rashba, although he requires both of the sides like the Rambam. And then Ru'uyos Linol raises us some very interesting questions as to how often it actually has to close, if ever. And what if you can't close it because you lost the key? And what if you can't close it because the government won't let you close it? Good. That brings us to...
So that's a separate audio.